Incunabula 3. He bought that house from a jilted orange man who didn't know that land was not to be sold to Fenians and tried to buy it back. Maggie Henderson was orange enough to make up for us, King Billy looming in her hall and tea brewed for the wee soldiers who set up checkpoints on the road. Her quiet husband Huey walked with the black men in August. She kept cats that reeked and snoozed on the roof of her hen house. They said there were dead Franciscans under us, a medieval graveyard, but all we ever found were shards of willow pattern when we tried to dig to China, and the monastery overgrown at the turn of the river, where we went to play in the sheep tunnels under the railway lines. The McCulloughs were our neighbours on the other side, who arrived bedraggled one night in a storm when the electricity was off. They came from the mountains, the plum. She had a countrywoman's disdain for pets and drowned the only kitten I ever owned. I would sing on my swing and imagine that Paris lay...